This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The most troubled Olympics in modern history is finally opening in Tokyo on Friday as the Games struggle to shake off lingering virus fears after a one-year postponement. 8 years after Tokyo celebrated winning the right to stage the Games, Friday's opening ceremony will take place before empty stands and with the city in a state of emergency. Fears the global gathering of 11,000 athletes could trigger a super spreader event have prompted organizers to impose a number of historic restrictions. Overseas fans are banned for the first time ever, and domestic spectators will be kept out of all but a handful of venues. Athletes, support staff, and media are subject to strict COVID-19 protocols, including regular testing and daily health checks. Polls have consistently found a majority of Japanese are against the Games, but there is plenty of enthusiasm outside the 68,000-seat Olympic Stadium in the hours before the opening ceremony, as hundreds of people gathered hoping to soak up the atmosphere and watch fireworks expected during the extravaganza. Traditionally a highlight of the Summer Games, featuring the Parade of Nations and lighting of the Olympic cauldron, Tokyo's opening ceremony will be drastically pared back. Fewer than 1,000 dignitaries and officials will be present at the stadium. Most world leaders have opted to stay away, though U.S. First Lady Jill Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron, whose country will host the 2024 Paris Olympics, will both attend, along with Japan's emperor. But in a sign of how divisive the Games remain, several top sponsors, including Toyota and Panasonic, will not be sending executives. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.